so open that if you prefer suffering, be my guest, says the universe. I'm not going to prevent you. I want you to know your freedom. That's what the universe basically says. I want you to know your freedom. In that freedom, if you want to suffer, I'm not going to stop you. So we can spend many nights, if not all the rest of the nights for the next 100 years, trying to come up with a valid definition objectively of what's suffering. And Buddhism has come up with some very useful ones, very useful ones. But ultimately, you have to come to terms. The real point here, and why your question is appreciated, and why Robert's comments are appreciated, is ultimately you have to come to a point where you come to terms with your suffering. And that will take a completely different road for me than for you, than for him, than for her. Nobody can do it for you. Nobody can make you do it. And nobody can give you the definition that's right for you. You can get some insights along the way from various traditions and various paths and various teachings and various brilliant gifts that have been given to humanity. But ultimately, it's what you come to yourself, maybe with the aid of those gifts, maybe with the aid of those pieces of wisdom. But ultimately, it's you. Ultimately, it's you facing the simple and horrifying fact that you're here, suffering is here, and it's totally up to you what happens with that. Now, what do most people do? Not the kind of people that come to a meeting like this, let's say. Well, basic tendency is to blame something or someone other than oneself. The other basic tendency is to blame oneself in a way that is absolutely not legitimate. So either you take it out on yourself or you take it out on something or someone else, but the cause is always seen as a rational cause, as A causes B. And suffering don't work that way. This is not a mind problem. This is not something people can figure out, although people try to figure it out. This is an existential problem. This is a problem that involves your whole self and your whole relating to existence. And the wise man is the one who faces it. The wise man is the one who says, I'm going to go into this and I'm going to find the answer that is the actual answer for me. And everybody who's ever done that has done it in a different way, because everybody's different, but ends up finding themselves in the same place. And that's how traditions get born, because the place is recognizable.
And out of those realizations, can there be some then general principles that are valid for all of us?
The principles are the same for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Could you elaborate one or two of them in your...
That's what we've been doing.
No, in terms of the way that one comes to terms with one's own...
Well, one principle we've already elaborated is being brutally honest with yourself. Mm-hmm.